H for Hustle Podcast. Welcome back. Another illustrious episode up ahead. Now, this week, guys, I'm going to divert away from the interview format. Just want to guys give you a quick episode. It probably won't be really long. I was just doing some year-end planning, and I just asked Alexa. I said, "Hey, Alexa, how many more weeks are left in the year?" And it said 15 more weeks is left in the year. And, you know, 2022 has been a roller coaster of a year. We kind of everyone's trying to level back out, you know, just trying to get back to normal after 2 years of a pandemic. And, you know, this year might have been great for some people, might have been bad for some people, might have been consistent, inconsistent. In my life, it's just been a lot of varying things, personal, professional, podcast wise, there's been a lot of changes and a lot of things happening. And, you know, what I really want to say is, you know, there's 15 more weeks left in the year. Now, if 2022 was a good year, great. 15 more weeks, put your foot on the gas pedal, push through. If 2022 wasn't a great year for you, still, you have 15 more weeks to get that momentum. You know, I think a lot of people sometimes around this time of year start chucking the year. It's like, well, the holidays are around the corner. You know, kids are back in school. You know what? I might as well just wait till the new year. And I think that's like the wrong attitude to have with this time of year. This time of year is really where you can start getting the momentum that will carry you into the new year. You know, it's 15 more weeks. It's 15 more weeks to make an impact. It's about 3.5 months to make an impact and to really push through. You have, you know, little bit more than 90 days to actually push through. So if your year wasn't going so well, this might be a time to turn it around. You know, I want to say to you, Happy New Year. You could start your new year early. Start your new year now. Put your foot to the gas pedal and start working on those goals. For me, I started looking at my certain things that went well this year, certain things that didn't go well, and certain things that were just kind of in the middle. And I've been looking at ways that I can move the needle, one, on my personal health, move the needle on, like, you know, how much time I'm giving to my family, move the needle on this podcast. And, you know, everyone always gets consumed with how much time, you know, they put into all these things and saying, yo, I really got to make a big impact next year. And sometimes you don't need big impacts. You just need momentum. You need to move the needle a bit, right? So if you can move the needle a bit for this year, that leads you into momentum of next year, I would say start now. This is a great time to start. We only have 15 more weeks. So one of the biggest things I would say is just take out a fresh sheet of paper, you know, draw 3 lines in it. And put, you know, what went well this year, what didn't go so well, and kind of what was in the middle. And the stuff that didn't go so well, maybe you could find ways to move the needle on it, maybe you can't. The things that kind of were just in the middle that didn't really get much action, maybe you take up one or two or three of those things and see if you can move the needle in that direction. For me, the things that wasn't like massive focus for me this year was my personal health. And I realized it. I jumped on the scale. I usually weigh about 200, 202 pounds. I'm literally weighing 210 pounds, but I wasn't spending a lot of time on my personal health. And that was kind of something I kind of left in the middle. I was dealing with so many of the things, I wasn't paying attention to it. Instead of chucking it and saying that the holidays are coming up, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, gonna be a lot of eating, what I decided to do was start moving the needle on it. Now, I'm not running a marathon like I was doing before. I'm not like trying to pick up a long distance running. All I decided to do was just get a rowing machine, get on my rowing machine, and put 20 minutes on the rowing machine every day, 4 days a week. And if I can do that before the year's ending, I build it up a momentum. That for me is moving the needle. So just look at certain things that you can move the needle on. Maybe next year, when I really look over all of my goals closer to the end of the year, maybe I'll say, hey, you know what? I really want to start upping my rowing. Maybe I'll row for an hour or 45 minutes. Maybe I'll start running again. Maybe I really put a focus on the diet. But right now, all I'm trying to do is get my body to move again and focus on moving. I'm not even focused on losing weight. I'm just focused on some basic movement, a rowing machine, getting some movement 20 minutes a day. That's to help me move forward. Another thing for me that wasn't, I didn't really do a big needle push was this podcast. I didn't push the needle huge this year on this podcast. Years before, I was pushing the needle a lot. This year, kind of, I took a time off. I was focused on so many other things, personally and professionally, that I didn't focus on this podcast. So I wrote down, you know, I want to move the needle. So right now, I'm recording this podcast on my phone in a car because that's, I want to move the needle. I want to be consistent and I want to show up every single week. Now, next year, I have bigger plans. I have video. I already started buying mic. I already started looking for spaces to do recording. I really want to push the YouTube side of this business and really get to that point. But right now, my biggest thing is just get back consistent and start delivering. So remember, you have 15 more weeks to start moving the needle on things that don't, that you didn't focus on or didn't go as well for you this year. Or maybe things that went well, you can push, step on the gas and move the needle a little bit more. That's it for this week, guys. Just remember, you have 15 more weeks left in the year. You can either chuck this year or you can use it as momentum to go into the new year. It's up to you. It's your choice, all right? That's it for this week, guys. I'm going to leave you with the quote that I always leave you with from the late, great Nipsey Hussle. The quote goes, "This game will test you. Never fold. Stay 10 toes down because it's not on you. It's in you. And what's in you, they can never take away." That's it, guys. Peace. Boom.